And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Hagman and Hagman Report. Yeah, you found the right place. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We've got a great show lined up for you. A little bit of everything, most assuredly. View from Iraq, Lieutenant Colonel Sargas Sangari later on. Syria and Iraq, the Free Syrian Army, or the Syrian, presence fighting ISIS, and we have so much planned for you. This show, Joe is with us as well. Joe, welcome, and it's good to have you.
It's great to be back.
Yeah, man.
Want to say a thank you to all the people out there for the emails and the kind letters.
Yeah,
the e-cards.
E-cards. What are those? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you know, that's something I never really. Sent or made a habit of doing anything like that, and I got quite a few e-cards. I wanted to just say thank you to everybody. Oh. It's great to be back. Couldn't wait to be back, actually, with the news continuing to roll on and
a lot of stuff
going on.
Man.
And it's exciting. We're in a new month, the month of December.
12-1.
It's going to be 2017 before we know it. And it is, like I said, just very happy to be back. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for hanging in there, being patient. Many of you probably thought I disappeared or vapor locked. That was not the case.
Despite our best efforts.
Ready to go. And perfect day to come back. We got a great show for you tonight. I want to say thanks to my dad for holding down the fort, and Eric, JD, and Jackie, and everybody.
Yeah.
And it truly is great to be back.
That's good. Good. Well, a couple of things, and you've done a lot of research as well while you're away, and additional things. We've done research. By the way, folks, I had a great opportunity to spend some time with Lisa Haven. Many of you know her. I mean, she is the YouTuber, the person that a great investigative researcher, citizen researcher, investigative researcher, Lisa Haven. Check out her YouTube channel. Subscribe to her YouTube channel. She's got some great videos. Her and her great sidekick, Diesel. Yeah, Diesel. The dog. Oh, what a great time. Before the show we had, her dog, Diesel. What a great guy. Little guy. But anyway, check out our discussion. We had a conversation. And, she's a very gracious host and very gracious in terms of giving me the time Well, we went over a lot of ground from what is being called Pizzagate. And folks, I think what we got to do is we got to change the name of that. I think it should be Pettigate or something to that effect. I don't like Pizzagate because the focus is too narrow. This is so much bigger than that. You know, Joe.
As an outsider, for somebody to hear the term Pizzagate, first of all, it might not captivate their attention. They might think, you know. That it has something to do with pizza,
or
a restaurant, or a chain, or something completely. I mean, the name couldn't be further removed from the issues that we're talking about. And what we're talking about is the biggest child sex trafficking and pedophilia rings in the world. This is an international conspiracy.
Yep.
And it is, you know, we were talking before the show. It encompasses, you know, politicians and leaders of industry from just about every country in the world, and it is so much bigger.
It goes
than
far back.
Gate can in that title, can let it spread. So yeah, it definitely needs a new title. I mean, this is
Pedogate. Let's do our best to call it Pedogate or something. So I don't care, but just pick a different name, because again, the pizza angle to this. You know, the common pizza. Look, they're going to use that to propel the fake news narrative. Mm-hmm. All right, so we have to be careful. But it's again, it's a bad qualifier. Portion of Tonight's broadcast brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. Have you done it yet? Have you gone to OmahaSteaks.com and gone shopping? If you haven't, do so. They got a great special, 77% off the My Family Pack. So go to OmahaSteaks.com, folks, while you're out there and do your Christmas shopping. But okay, the couple of things, and I think that I was reading some of the comments on the YouTube that I did with Lisa Haven, and I guess you probably shouldn't do that, right? Man, well, first of all, you know, you can only cover so much in such a little bit of time. So you've got to understand that we're looking at, as you said, this is worldwide, this is global, this pedophilia ring is global. We've got, Joe, we've got so many angles to this. This goes back not just to 1993, as I had pointed out before, of course, not just back to the Franklin scandal, but it goes back further than that, and it's worldwide. So, but now it's just coming to the surface via the Podesta emails, of course, everyone knows that, but we have to be very careful so we're not misled, and we're not, when I say being very careful, we can't develop tunnel vision. We have to look at the bigger picture, and I just want to share that. But, and also too, and I mentioned this yesterday and with Lisa today, and I just want to mention this one more time. Oxford Dictionary had named the term of the 2016, the word of the year. It's a compound word. It's post-truth, P-O-S-T, truth. Which is suggestive that we are beyond the truth and everything is based on opinion and emotion rather than fact. That's what 2016 Oxford Dictionary has said. And that oftentimes precedes, post-truth oftentimes precedes the word politics. So post-truth politics, which is really kind of an indirect slam at Trump and those people who support not just Trump, but a different, something outside of the Washington kind of, beltway, drivers, you know, beltway people. So
you said that post-truth.
Yeah, that's right. Post-truth is a compound word. It's the Oxford Dictionary word, 2016 word of the year. And this ties in very tightly with fake news.
Yeah.
And
that's something that I saw on the last few days on InfoWars, and Alex Jones is dealing with this. And there's a few stories, you know, right now, fake news on InfoWars, how the mainstream media destroyed themselves, fake news. Newsweek admits they didn't proofread Madam President issue. They didn't even write it. And then I saw there was I think CNN says Alex Jones was a leader of the KKK.
Yeah.
And then there's other, I mean, the fake news, if anything, is the mainstream media's narrative and their agenda and the subsequent implementing of that through their narrative. And without getting too deep into this now, because I know time is limited tonight. We have the first hour open, then we got a few people joining us that we're going to be talking about, a view from Iraq and Syria and this world government and how the Middle East, the unraveling of the Middle East and the chaos we see there is, you know, one section of one region of our globe that is being transformed to become a part of this new global governance.
Yep.
Now, the head of the UN, the guy coming in, Antonio Guterres, who's going to replace the Secretary General at the end of the year, is calling he's saying that you need to completely, Guterres, he says, politicians and policymakers must ignore citizens and voters in order to choose the values of open borders and the end of nations. Now, this is the guy who's going to be the head of the Secretary General. I got much more on him and about him and what we should expect from the UN. And then I don't know if you saw this while we're talking about globalists. Kissinger and Brzezinski to be honored by Nobel Institute in Oslo University.
Oh, isn't that special?
Yeah, two of the biggest war criminals in human history, you know, to be honored at the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well,
and we can get into that in another.
All of this together, when we all of these, to me at least, anyway, all of these stories are kind of link together in some way. Everything that we're looking at, whether it be the UN, My goodness, all of this stuff leads together. But I really want to drive home the point, folks, that we are in the fight of our lives right now as we're going into this, we're fighting the fake news pejorative. Just as, you know, as we have been called birthers and truthers. Now it's evolved from truther into the fake news or the alt-right.
Alt-right to fake
news. You know, Joe, and a lot of people, well, the one thing that that really gets me is not a lot, but some of the Christians or self-proclaimed Christians, and because we identify with that, are actually taking up the mantle of the progressive left, the Marxist-Leninist mindset, the socialist mindset, and what they're doing is they're ripping at the alt-right. For what reason, though? The only reason is they're saying, well, they're profiteering from bad news and not addressing the issues when we're that's all we're trying to do is address the issues. So, in addition to the Washington establishment elite and the media, which is not really the fourth estate but the fifth column, you've got the group of a number of Christian people, blog people, or just Christians who are just assailing the members of the alt-right.
Yeah, and when you're talking about Christians, you're talking about this goes back to the religious spirit that is talked about so much. And it's not when people hear the words religious spirit, they might think it's a good thing if somebody has a religious spirit. But what that is, what the meaning of a religious spirit is that you're so dogmatic, and so dug in with, theological discussions and your belief in, your interpretation of that as, 100% fact, and there's no room for, and there's no pursuit of truth, and there's no room for correction in your ideology. That presents a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because, aside from, Jesus being resurrected and being our Lord and Savior and, salvation, that is the only thing that we know and can be dogmatic about, is that he came in the flesh, died and was resurrected.
Mm-hmm.
In order to be the savior for all mankind. And beyond that, this is where everybody gets, divided, with whether it's the rapture. I mean, people believe it's their way, the way they see it, and there's no way it can be anything else, and there's no room for interpretation. And when you get to that point on any issue, aside from, Jesus and his resurrection, you leave no room for correction. And whether that's correction from another person or correction from the Holy Spirit, but it's going to leave you in a very bad place.
But even beyond that,
that's the starting point for where the Christian, the Christians will begin to dig at each other. But what about the
Christians who don't have dogmatic concerns and they're just going after the members again of the so-called alt-right or of the truth movement or the people out here who are trying to really bring the news. And the reason I'm putting time into this is because the narrative that is being shaped, the story that is being shaped that has to do with the post-truth politics, the post-truth world according to the media, we are in the fight of our lives, Joe. And when I say mm-hmm. I'm stuttering. When we look at things like the pedophilia that's going on in the highest levels of Washington, yes, we know that this has been going on for a long time. We have spoken about it. But when you go to research this, we need people to come together. And citizen journalists and citizen investigators like John Roberts said, we need these people to come together and we all have to work together and expose these deeds of darkness, not rip down the people who are trying to expose the deeds of darkness. So I would make an appeal to everyone. Let's get together and let's start doing the research that we have been called to do. If you're capable of doing research, do the research. Let's all do this together. Let's help InfoWars. Let's help anyone else who is on this story and trying to get the word out. Let's work together. Let's help Lisa Haven. Let's help everybody. Let's get together and let's get for once and for all put this madness down and these these really demonic entities down. And
see, that's just it. And this is where we run into a problem. You have people out there who are going to come against the truth for monetary reasons. I mean, yep. You got a whole army of people who will lie and obstruct for the purposes of monetary gain. You have people who are there to protect the agenda and believe in the evil, and you have the people who are absolutely evil. And then on top of that, you have the, you know, regular people who just are causing problems. And you might as well, I mean, unless you're going to do the research, unless you're going to find out for yourself the truth of a matter, which is really hard to do today. You can't just do it through research. It comes with discernment.
Well,
and that comes with prayer also, I mean, it's just very sad to see, you know, we have this Trump victory, and many people have taken their foot off the gas and said, you know, thank you, Trump is in office. We don't have to, you know, continue to look into the Podesta and Clinton emails. We don't have to continue to look into this human trafficking ring. We don't have to worry about global governance anymore because we have a man who's going to save us from all this. Well, that's not true.
Amen to that.
And we talked about before the election that even with a Trump win, we are still facing the biggest uphill battle of our lives. And we will continue to do that until we do what you have said, and that is come together to expose the evil where it is and wherever that is, inside our government, outside our government, how it is affecting this country, exposing that evil. And I mean, when we look at prophecy in scripture, we are told that, you know, we are not of this world, that anybody who loves this world loves the flesh also, and is not of the spirit, is not in the spirit if you love this world. So you have the spiritual world and you have this world. You have the flesh and you have the spirit. You have the internal struggle, which each and every one of us go through on a daily basis. And then you have the body of believers who go through this on a daily basis. And you know, that struggle is hard enough on an individual level. But when you move past that and you can come together and you can reason and fellowship with one another and put aside, you know, the doctrinal differences just for the love of fellowship in each other, that will change things. One of the things that, you know, I was thinking about on my time away is that we, as human beings, we can change pretty much anything about ourselves if we're willing to do so. And you're going to change as a person, whether you want to or not.
Evolve almost, right. Mentally, you know, mentally evolve, grow up.
And you're either moving in one direction or the other. You're either moving forward or you're moving backward. And whether, you know, you think you're not moving forward or backward, I guess that's a personal thing. But just from what I was thinking about just today, if you're not doing something to better yourself, you're going to be falling back into areas of your life that maybe you already have overcame. And that goes, you know, from maybe reading the Bible once a day to prayer life to any kind of discipline you want to implement in your life. But you have to be sure that each day, you know, it's a new opportunity, a new day, and you move forward and you try to do better on each new day than you did the last day. And if you're not doing better, you're going to be doing worse. And I guess this, I said that to say this is a starting point. Our brains are capable of so much. I mean, we can do a lot if we put our minds to it. And just the littlest bit of effort yields results. And we have to make sure we make that effort each and every day, more so than the last, especially as we continue to move into these dark times. As we were talking about the world, we know this times we live in this world, we're going to be continuing to face a more oppressive and overt evil. And it's going to continue. It's not going to let up. You know, we see what's happening in this country with, you know, the homosexual marriage and all these different judgments that have been issued upon our land. And those public battles are going to continue to go to the dark side. But at the same time, just like there was a, what they call it, the silent majority of America that voted Trump in.
Well, yeah.
There is a silent majority of Christians out there, you know, who who see what's going on and who you know work every day and take care of their families and I mean, but people are paying attention. I don't think there is, the populism movement has been talked about enough because, you know, going back to Brzezinski and his books and Kissinger and his books, a lot of these globalists, they talk about these populist movements.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that these people are great at is creating and shaping the future. And they do such a good job, we don't even see half the time. And we're going to talk about this with Lieutenant Colonel Sarjez Sangari in Hours 2 and 3 and how this is happening in the Middle East, you know, from PNAC to what we see today, PNAC, you know, 20 years ago to what we see.
Yeah, everyone's going to want to really pay attention to when he comes on.
These people
Lieutenant Colonel, on the ground.
Yeah, these people are shaping the future. They're creating the future. And that's only because we allow them to. And one of the things we can do, you know, by in this post-truth time is ignore the labeling, not be, don't be, you know, one of the things that we were surprised when we started doing this radio endeavor was that, you know, constitutionalists and gun owners and people who believed in a sovereign United States were listed as extremists. That was a tough pill to swallow at first. And you're thinking, how does this even make sense? You know, you're a United States citizen who believes in the laws and the founding laws of this land, and that makes you an extremist. Well, what nation do we really live in? We have to get past the labels. We have to get past our own personal feelings, and we have to focus on what's good for the body, not what's good for us. I mean, that is important. But when we get to a point where we know how to take care of ourselves, how to take care of our family, what's good for those around us, and how do we make this a better world for all people out there? And, you know, a lot of people who argue the truth, that's not the way to do it. You know, that'll bring more pain and suffering. The truth is hard to swallow a lot of times. But it is something that we need to do in order to survive spiritually and physically in this world. Because if we continue to hide behind the lies and accept the excuses they give us for what happens in this world, that's when we get caught up and become a part of it that we don't want to. And we become accomplices to the evil that they're creating. And
there
that's
is.
The worst thing that you can be.
That's right. Absolutely correct. All right. Okay. So, very, very well said, by the way, and a great foundation for not just tonight, but every night, really. I want to touch on a subject here. Planned Parenthood is defending and continues to defend Pelosi, her fierce leadership for abortion. Have you seen this? It's important for everyone to understand because the abortion giant Planned Parenthood, of course, has reaffirmed their staunch support for the newly elected House Minority Leader. Okay, she was reelected, of course, you know that. Cecil Richards, Planned Parenthood President, Pelosi's former Deputy Chief of Staff, maybe didn't know that. That's right, Cecil Richards, who is now the head of Planned Parenthood, was Pelosi's second-in-command or Deputy Chief of Staff. And they were congratulating Pelosi and basically engaged in congratulatory stuff all day, or since you know she held on to her leadership position. Now, make sure everyone knows too the Planned Parenthood, the position of Planned Parenthood, their role in things. You know, folks, today, child sacrifice, distasteful as this is to talk about, this is one epicenter of the pedophilia gate, pedo-gate.
Just a quick programming note, tomorrow, Paul McGuire is going to be joining us in the first hour to talk about never-before-released info on the Satanic Network and this... and what you're talking about.
Well, right. And this kind of all ties together because child sacrifice is practiced throughout the world. And it's by the people right now who are the believers in the satanic. In other words, it sounds so crazy to most of us when we say, well, this is satanic sacrifice. No, it's not. You know, come on. You know, guffaw, guffaw. No, listen, there has been a resurgence of child sacrifice, especially in Africa, and specifically in Uganda. Now, witch doctors have been implicated in the mutilation and death of children who were killed in an effort to bring good fortune and wealth. We see this taking place in third world civilizations.
And throughout human history.
Yes, yes. So when Steve Quayle and Tom Horn and others talk about the gods, small g, and the Nephilim and other things, and I spoke with Steve today again about this very issue, and we had a long conversation about this and about how all of this ties together. We're looking at this resurgence, of worshiping gods with a small g from the times of Noah, for example. Right now, children are being sacrificed at the hands of not just witch doctors, so to speak, but abortionists at Planned Parenthood for the sake of convenience, immorality, or pride. Hundreds and hundreds upon thousands of babies have been killed so that their parents can maintain a certain lifestyle via Planned Parenthood.
And they sell those women reproductive health rights, and in reality,
there it is.
It's exactly what you said it is. It is mass child sacrifice and murder.
And it's all connects together.
Small g god, Moloch, as the scriptures say. And we have to understand, well, we're coming up against a break. We'll hit this on the other side, pick up where we left off, and what sacrifice is and its origins in the world, both human and animal, because there's a biblical, an actual purpose for sacrifice. There was, until Jesus came and conquered death. If you're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report, Joe Hagman here with my father, Doug. We'll be right back. Stay with us on this first day of December.
Welcome back to Hagman and the Hagman Report. Check out Lisa Haven, lisahavennews.net. I was on there today. I want to thank Lisa for her graciousness, for her kindness, for allowing me to come on and be a part of that, be a part of her show. She's got a great following, a great platform. And congratulations to Lisa and Diesel. I like Diesel. Good little guy. Send her an email. Let her know that you watched the episode. Make sure you ask about her dog too. It's good. It's all good. But I want to extend our thanks to Lisa. And we all have to stick together in these times. This is war. The lines are being drawn. The fake news, supposedly in quotation marks, the war against the alt-right, the war against the truth is raging. The battle is being waged. And, you know, as Trump comes in, people are looking at him to be the savior. He's not going to be a savior of really anything. Ted Brewer's on top of things as well. It looks like he's, you know, bringing on people who are in favor of GMO. It's weighing heavily in favor of GMO. This government does not rest on one person, operate on one person. It operates off of multiple wheels, cogs in a larger machine. But we all have to hold him and others in Washington to account for their actions. Now, before we get further on, I want to just mention that, I have really taken care of a lot of my Christmas shopping via Omaha Steaks, but even equally important, I have absolutely loved the steaks that I've gotten from Omaha Steaks. If you love steaks, if you like steaks, man, this is the place to get them. They're quality. Cadillac quality beef, in my view, for really reasonable prices. And when you add the Omaha Steak seasoning to it, oh my goodness, it's just melt in your mouth goodness. But, I've had so many compliments on the gifts that, I've given from Omaha Steaks. And I've had just as many compliments about the food that I've cooked from Omaha Steaks. So if you're struggling to find that perfect gift for someone who has it all, think omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com. And in the search bar, you got to put HH right away. As soon as you go to omahasteaks.com, put HH in the search bar, and there it'll open up this world of this great steak experience for you. They've got over 500 gift ideas. They've got the highest quality of cuts of meat and ingredients. It's a one-of-a-kind flavor. It's really quick and convenient shopping for those on your list. Did you know, and I didn't know this, but they age their beef 21 days to really unlock the full flavor of their cuts. All of their cuts are hand-trimmed and vacuum-sealed. And you know, you go there, you can get online recipes, you get the wine pairings, and so much more. So, but right now, Omaha Steaks is giving us, you, all of us, an exclusive savings just to our listeners. Listen to everything that you're going to get for under $50 right now. Under 50 bucks, as I mentioned earlier at the opening of the program. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha steak seasoning packet, plus you'll get an extra four kielbasa sausages free. This package was like $200 and some odd, $215.90. It's now $49.99 just to you using HH in the search bar. You add the family gift pack to your cart. It's a 77% savings, and the gift, it's guaranteed to be a hit. Whether you buy it for yourself, or others, but think omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, but you've got to put HH in the search bar to get that tremendous savings, and the tremendous savings it is. Now, hang on, guys. See, this is good. This is good. I should bring my rotary phone in here. I got a rotary phone that I still use. I do. Yes, Joe, I do, in my office, rotary phone. Do we have them on now?
No, I got them.
All right. We're going to bring, we've got some news about the subject matter, about the pedophilia ring, and we're going to bring John on. He was on yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Day before? All right, it's up. It's segregated. It's a segregated video too, giving some groundwork. And you know, I got a couple of emails saying, "Well, you're too basic on this." Well, look, what we're trying to do is get everyone up to speed. Not everyone's at the same level of understanding and knowledge that a lot of people are, and we have to appeal to a broad section of audience. We've got, you know, on average, anywhere between, I mean, upwards of 150,000 listening and 200,000 listening per episode. So what we're trying to do is appeal to the right platform. So, anyway, having said that, but we need to understand too how big this is. And we're coming, and I was speaking with Tom Horn as well. What we're trying to do is take all of the information, vet the information, authenticate it, because some of it is misinformation deliberately put out there for people to go ahead and, you know, chase after.
Yeah. And some of the most effective misinformation is that holds partial truths. And
that's right, and it's very effective, because what the mainstream media wants to do is say, and this is happening too. Notice how the mainstream media has taken it and looked at Comet Ping Pong, and I saw one broadcaster say, "Well, I took my kids there. You know, I've taken my kids there," and it's you cannot just focus on Comet Ping Pong, which you can see and you know all of that, because a lot of that is information that well, it's you've got to broaden your. I want to be very careful what I say here, because people get, there are lawsuits flying around. You have to be careful what you're saying. So, look at this as something that's been ongoing, and it was because of WikiLeaks that the Podesta emails via WikiLeaks, and understand, WikiLeaks has been going on for 10 years, and then the Podesta emails back October 3rd that revealed this strange conversational, these oddities in this dialogue. And mm-hmm. that, of course, opened this whole thing up. And then you had the citizen journalists and investigators from Reddit and 4chan. And Reddit has since banned the discussion of this, but notice how the people in the news media come out and say, well, you're ruining people. Fake news is ruining the lives of people.
Yeah.
This is important. Go ahead.
I didn't know how prevalent this fake news trend on the internet was, but just in the last few hours, the USA Today has an article up, about fake news. The title, if you guys want to go, I just put fake news in my search engine. The fake web, why we're so apt to believe fake news. And they start out by saying, fake content is a genuine problem on the internet. Yeah. Between fake news that sways elections, to fake apps that trick shoppers, and fake book reviews that stymie sales, the web has seen a surge in fantastic, misleading, and outright false messaging that threatens to make the truth hard to find.
And this is going to be the responsible for the censorship of programs like this.
The web has been used to and seen a surge in fake and sensational and misleading news, but that's only built on what the Big Six and original three networks have done since their inception. I mean, propaganda has been around since before TVs have been around. You have to understand that.
That's true.
The Ministry of Propaganda from Nazi Germany in the 1930s and 40s was something that took the Third Reich into, the stratosphere and got, World War II to levels of almost total destruction of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that was propagated on lies, and it's still built on lies. And sadly, it's not a new phenomenon. We're just seeing the media being called out for the crap that they've been pulling, and the truth is what is being labeled as fake news now. And this is their only, or one of the only best things that they could think of to counter this populist truth movement
that is
ongoing. And John's with us.
All right, and do not underestimate, and please, again, do not underestimate the impact of the phrase fake news, and do not underestimate where this is going. Let's bring John on. John Robertson, you got some information. The man about town, man in the field, John Robertson. How you doing, brother?
Doug, I'm doing fantastic, and I just want to take just a moment or two of your time and share this with the listeners this evening. But first, on behalf of everyone in the chat and all the listeners, we just want to welcome Joe back. It's great to have you back, Joe.
Oh, thank you, John. It's great to be back.
Didn't even miss him. I'm just I'm kidding.
All right, Doug, I almost had coffee come out of my nose there, so yeah, here we go. Gentlemen, I spoke just a short time ago with one of our primary citizen investigators who is in the city of London. Her mm-hmm. name is Tara, and she goes by Reality Calls on YouTube. And in my humble opinion, her video work over the past 2 weeks is not only succinct and exemplary, but it is the most linear presentation of all of these ad hoc discoveries that we're all dealing with like so many plates in the air. So again, this information is fresh off the presses. This is from one of our partners in this investigation, Tara from London. First off, this is what I want folks to really understand. I want to compliment what Doug and Joe have been sharing thus far this evening, which is there is a think of it like polarities or bookends, folks. We have the truth, which is coming out through social media, at this point via thousands of raw data streams. Now, raw data has not been vetted. Therefore, we don't know what's accurate or what is obfuscation, controlled conditioning, or just plain conjecture. However, because, Doug, I'm sure you would agree, the magnitude of this story is so severe, I have some information this evening that I think is worthwhile. However, I mentioned polarities a moment ago. You have the truth on one end, folks, and then you have the fake news, I'm calling it a false flag internet meme, on the other. And somewhere in the middle is the truth, and that's what we're going to do our very best to distill here on the Hagmann Report. Here's what's going on. Number one, Doug, Joe, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but as of last night, there is a loose confederation of hackers, and I'm going to leave it at that, who are going directly after actual IPs and servers that are the subscribers of which would be places like Comet Pizza. So,
Don't say any more than that, brother, on that respect, okay?
Let's move on to the next point. I want folks to take, I'm going to just to cover this quickly, take a very close look at the Madeleine McCain case from May of 2007. That's Madeleine McCain, capital M, lowercase c, capital C-A-I-N. Madeleine McCain. We have raw data that suggests that the disappearance of this girl while on vacation in Portugal could have been, in fact, could have been a case of multi-generational initiate parental pimping of this three-year-old who disappeared. Also, folks, when you look at Madeleine McCain, I want you to look closely at the police sketches and the pictures of Tony and Podesta, okay? Look at these pictures. You will note that their facial recognition features, things like the wrinkles in their forehead, the space in the gaps in their teeth, and even a mole on the left eyebrow of Tony Podesta, match these police sketches perfectly.
Yeah. And John, my dad and I looked at this a few weeks ago, and spooky was the one word, creepy.
Here's the new part. There is information coming out, Joe, that suggests that Madeleine McCain's mother, in the immediate aftermath of her daughter's abduction and ultimate death, went to stay with, are you ready for this, the grandson of Sigmund Freud. So these are, now again, folks, do your research, use discernment. Remember that the perpetrators of the fake news meme are going to insert all kinds of things in here that may or may not be true. However, let's not forget who Sigmund Freud is and who that Freud family is, a multi-generational initiate family that ultimately gave us Edmund Burke, that ultimately gave us the modern business of advertising.
This was a thread on Reddit, and that's when Reddit was basically cut off and censored. And I just want to mention this, okay, because a couple of things, John, and you're absolutely 100% correct, as is Tara, but I'm going to make sure people know this. McCann, or Madeleine McCann, M-C-C-A-N-N, is... They're variations of the last name, of the surname of this young girl. McCann, M-C-C-A-A, or C-A-N-N, is the accepted, the birth spelling, M-C-C-A-N-N, Madeleine McCann. However, okay, it is listed as McCain in other venues, but Reddit, when they were censored, were talking about this very thing, about the disappearance where the parents were on vacation at a hotel, which was within like a mile or so of Freud's estate, to which they were reinvited. The parents were invited to that estate during her absence, Madeleine's absence and disappearance. And I guess I can go back and say this: our investigation too is showing that the Podesta emails, just to complement what you're telling us, the Podesta emails prior to her disappearance appear to have been cleaned off the server. Just in case, I didn't steal your thunder, did I? I didn't take anything away from you, did I?
No, absolutely not. And again, folks, I'm just the messenger here this evening. This is information that was given to me in order of importance from our... well, let's call her an investigative associate, Tara, in London. Again, Reality Calls on YouTube. Doug, let's... No, you did not steal my thunder by any means, but let's move forward to potential England and United States connection here. Folks, I want you to take a note of this. You all need to jump on the Hampstead, that's Hampstead as in Hampstead, England, H-A-M-P-S-T-E-A-D, Hampstead cover-up. Now, I don't want to go too deep down a rabbit hole here, but I want to make listeners aware of this. This took place in Hampstead, England, and on YouTube, and you can find this on Tara's channel, there is a taped interview of a couple of young kids who are being interviewed by the police, and they are discussing in little kid terms, but very succinctly, Doug and Joe, they are discussing SRA abuse and satanic sacrifice. And I want to encourage Hagman listeners to check this out, pray it through, use discernment, but you need to look at this, and I'm going to tell you why, because there are conflicting reports at this moment. One report says that the stepfather coached these kids in order to receive favorable judgment in a divorce suit. However, there's a very strong contingent of people that believe these kids are telling the absolute truth. And if there are any Hagman listeners out there who have been through specific training, whether it's through military intelligence or law enforcement, and you've been through the training with pantomime and all the different characteristics of lying, I would very strongly encourage you to not only examine this interview, but by all means contact the Hagman Report once you have. If you have expertise in this area, I would personally very much like to hear from you. Doug, were you aware of this?
Yeah. Yeah, in a word, yes. In fact, we've been getting emails to expand, you know, to look at, connect all of these pedophile rings, these accounts of child abuse and satanic ritual abuse. And John, and ladies and gentlemen, we have been working with Russ Dizdar on this as well. Not here in the last couple of days, but, you know, within the last weeks, have been working with Russ Dizdar because we're connecting things like, as crazy as this might sound, as Penn State Sandusky, that sexual escapade, the sexual issues there, along with the Hampstead, the international aspect, the Hampstead case that involves satanic ritual abuse. Of course, that, you know, that's big in with Russ Dizdar as well. So all of this, yes. Again, I did not mean to go further, or, you know, but yes,
we're complimenting each other. We're complimenting each other in a very fine manner at the moment. This is where the Hampstead thing really turns a hard left. There is evidence that has been coming out since. Now, remember, London is 5 hours ahead of the time zone that the Hagman Report is in. It's 8 hours ahead of my time zone. So this started coming out while we slept last night. The father of these Hampstead cover-up kids, it has been discovered, and this is still, again, folks, this is developing, that he is employed or was employed by, are you ready for this, Doug? Love for Haiti. And Love is spelled L-U-V. Folks, it's an NGO that has titular ties to the Clinton Foundation. Again, we will solidify this as the news develops. But, Doug, Love for Haiti, L-U-V for
there
Haiti.
It is. Yep. And this also has a peripheral connection to Laura Silsby. And if you look at Hillary Clinton's relationship with Silsby, who was with another NGO attempting to rescue children out of Haiti, and there were nine, I believe, she was a missionary or classified as a missionary, one of nine that were arrested, I believe, and she was held on charges, and she was charged. Well, Hillary Clinton took a special interest in Laura Silsby to mitigate the charges against her, and Bill Clinton to get the charges reduced against her, of course, taking 33 children from Haiti to the Dominican Republic, when, of course, this was the parents, or the some of the kids were saying, well, hey, wait a minute, you know, I'm fine, I got parents. And, yeah, it was... She was charged with kidnapping. Those were the charges. But again, the Clinton involvement to reduce the charges. Silsby, the target of the investigation, the purveyor of this Love for Haiti Part Two, I suppose. You know, this Haitian children savior ring, but perhaps not. So all of this combined, yes, and the connections, John, these connections that you're pointing out, the Love for Haiti, the connections here to the Clinton Foundation and then to other NGOs. Yeah, exactly. You're 100% right.
I mean, this is, I feel, Doug and Joe, and I don't want to go too deep on opining, but I feel over the past 10 days that the gates of hell have been thrown wide open and smashed against the brick walls, because the stuff that is coming across my radar every day, and God bless, I have one more point to make with you before I run, but God bless these brave, for the most part, young women. Tara, I think, is in her mid-20s. Her sort of California counterpart is Brittany Pettibone, who, of course, we'll welcome to the Hagman Report on Monday, December 5th. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. They are receiving enormous backlash. Their sites are crashing. They're getting inquiries from mainstream media that are setups. Doug, you know that we talked about BBC. They are being invited onto mainstream media platforms, as has David Seaman, former Huffington Post journalist. And these, around the campfire, a lot of these citizen investigators really feel strongly that these mainstream media invites are just nothing but a setup to, as I said at the beginning of my time with you this evening, to use one of those polarities, that being the fake news, false flag, to smash people like Brittany Pettibone, like Tara from London, like David Seaman, and make them look foolish on Fox, CNN, BBC, etc. And Doug, I just want to take one more minute of the listener's time, and thank you for bringing me in this evening. Last thing, folks, this is where my skin starts to crawl. April 2016. This is on record with both the St. Louis Metro Police as well as the FBI. This has moved over to a federal investigation, folks. April 2016, they have a perpetrator in federal custody who has been charged with child trafficking. He was arrested with four female victims, all four underage. And Doug, Joe, Hagman listeners, this man owns a pizzeria in St. Louis.
Okay. Coincidence,
well,
right?
Yeah, it's just a coincidence. That's what I've got for you folks this evening. Again, pray, use discernment, jump into this investigation with us. We need boots on the ground. There will be more to come as it develops. Remember, there are a loose confederation of hackers, both in the UK and in the States, who are going directly after the servers of these pizzerias and these other epicenters of this terrible pedophilia ring. And Doug, I'll leave you with this. How about the word rapegate? Does that work for you?
I take that too. Anything without pizza in it. Rapegate's fine. Pedogate's fine. You know, anything. How about just yuck? You know, really.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay, well, Doug, Joe, thank you so much for having me. I'm going to run. God bless you. Have a wonderful show. Hagman listeners, God bless and good night.
Thank you, John.
Our thanks to John Robertson. What a blessing John has been for us for the Hagman Report. You know, our thanks go out to him. But he is absolutely right. And Joe, the McCann disappearance, the Podesta involvement there, there are so many elements to this. And why are we spending so much time on this? The reason is, in the highest levels of Washington, in the highest levels of governments all across the world, what we're seeing is these satanic rituals taking place. And it's as hard as it is to believe they're taking place. And this is fuel for that fire.
X-Files, the show X-Files.
Yep.
I don't know how many people remember that show or had watched that show. Did a great job of, I guess, creating a summary of what really happens. You have a government followed by a shadow government.
Or
and they
shadow.
To the satanic ritual abuse of things, but they focused more on the alien aspect, as it was obviously just a fake TV show. But one thing they got right is that there is a group of people in the highest levels of government that are part of a shadow government that are operating for their own personal interest, against the best interests of the people, for a dark agenda where the truth will never be found, because these people are creating the future and they're creating the lies that shape the future.
That's right.
And when we come back, we're going to be, we're going to be joined by Lieutenant Colonel Sarges Singari. He's going to be, Dr. Frederick Krantz is going to be coming on with him in the next hour.
Update on Syria, the fight against
Syria,
ISIS.
And Iraq.
Right.
Lieutenant Colonel Sarges Singari will be joining us. And I want to say thank you to Bill McIntosh from OCASO Media. We'll be right back with Mr. Singari on the other side. Stay with us.